Shvius, Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin. The Mishnah says, Zaysim Sheichnisu Revius Lasa, Zaysim, olives that grew to the extent that if you would squeeze them, you would get out a revius of oil out of a saw worth of olives. So you get a very minimal amount of oil could be squeezed out of these olives. Then, these olives are developed enough that they're considered usable when you eat them in the field, and it's considered you're having a useful, a worthwhile use out of these olives, and you can eat them out in the fields. If they doubled the amount of oil that they've left, so you can get a half of a log instead of a quarter of a log, and you get a half of a log out of it, then you can crush them and use their oil in the field. Just to say, now they have some kind of an oil value in the field, and therefore you can already use them for oiling, like for rubbing on your skin out in the field. Hechnisu shlish, once they got to be a higher amount, so shlish, you want to explain what that means, but once they got to the point of being a shlish, then kaisish besada, you could crush them in the field. Excuse me, so you can also bring it into the house. And so this Mishnah is continuing with what it had said in the previous Mishnah, that there are, for certain foods, there's this one shear for how you use it in the field, that is to say temporarily, on a derech haroi, you could use it in the field when it reaches a certain level of development, and then bring it into the house, it has to get to a more complete level of development, and at that point you could use it even in the house on shvius, because on shvius you're not allowed to waste the food, and as we had seen in the previous Mishnah, there's two shiurim, one shear for out in the field for the temporary use, and one is the shear for the regular use that it's in the house. The chen kiyot to the hamishah shnei shavuot, chavim b'maishas. Also, when olives reach this level of development, this shlish, that's when they're considered to be complete, to be chayv b'maishas at that point also. Hashar kol pei shiurim, all other fruits, other than olives that were mentioned here, and the two fruits that I mentioned in the previous mission, all of the fruits, excuse me, karnas and lamashes, kachanas and lashvias, the din is that when they hit the point when they're considered complete for meiser, that's the point that you're allowed to eat them on shvias and not beforehand. So there's a couple of fruits that have earlier times out in the field, but everything else is when it hits the when they get completed to the point that it's ready for meiser. So we want to say this. Mahu shlish. Shalom says, Mahu shlish. What does it mean when we say that it reached a shlish? The Gemara says it means it's lug. When it produces a lug full of oil from each saw of fruit, and Masnissish can also shlish lugin the saw. Our mission is talking, understanding that it's talking about a type of a field where a saw, when the fruits will be fully complete, they'll make three lugin, that we call that amount of oil. So therefore, when it got to shlish, and our mission, shlish doesn't mean a third of a lug, because that wouldn't make sense. It would come from a quarter, excuse me, to a half, then to a third. Third is less than a half. So what it means is it went from a quarter of a lug to a half of a lug to a complete lug. But it calls a complete lug a shlish because it's a third of its development, which is a stage when fruit is considered to be a certain amount grown when it reaches a third of its development. And that's what it means for the zaysim also. And now the Gemara explains, how do we know that the fruit has to be ripened to a certain extent before you're allowed to eat it? Because it says, Ki yovel hi kadosh yelchem. The pasuk says that on yovel it's kadosh, and the end of the pasuk says, M'hasod de torches tvosa. From the field you should eat the tvua that grows. So we say, Mahi kadosh, when does the time come that the year is kadosh? After us kadosh, when that time comes, when the end of the pasuk describes that the tefillah tefuah, so you should eat the tefuah from that field. Tefuah means a certain amount; it means grains, but it means that it's developed to a certain extent. So we see from here, we see from this pasuk that the food during shvius have to reach a certain level of development before you're allowed to eat them. And this is the exact same pasuk we had in the previous mission. In the previous mission, we had two pasukim, because one pasuk to tell you that when it reaches development, you could eat it in the house, and another pasuk to tell you that in the field is a lower share, but it was the same pasuk that told us that kedusha comes at a certain point, and that's when you're allowed to, that's when you're allowed to eat it. Now, the Yishan is going to give a few examples of people who showed their love for Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi, When he would come to Eretz Yisrael, coming from the north, and he would hit the city of Akoi, so he would kiss the rocks of Akoi. But Amar, he would say, Akoi ki Ar Yisrael. The reason he would say that the reason why the city is called Akoi is because it's a contraction of the words Akoi. Until here is Eretz Yisrael. It's the first city of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zera of Yarden and Bimoni. Rav Zera, when he would cross the Yarden, the Jordan River on the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, he would do that in his clothes so he could experience Eretz Yisrael physically as he came across the water. Abchir Babo Misagabado Alisis the Tverya. Abchir Babo would roll in the sand on the beaches of Tverya. That's also on the eastern border, a little more north. Abchir Rabo Misako Kipi. When he would come into Eretz Yisrael, he would weigh the rocks, like hold the rocks in his hand, because the rocks of Eretz Yisrael were more dense, and he could therefore tell he was Eretz Yisrael. And Hananya, Masako Gushaya, Hananya would do the same thing. He would weigh the clumps of dirt, because they also were more dense in Eretz Yisrael, and he could tell they were Eretz Yisrael by feeling those clumps of dirt. And all of these people did it. L'kayim HaShnemer, as a fulfillment of the pasuk that says, "Kiratzu avdeh zavneha esafar yuchaninu," that the Hashem's servants loved even the rocks and the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. That is to say, even the physical parts of Eretz Yisrael have a special place by people who are of the Hashem. And therefore, these people in all these stories over here, did things to show that even the physical parts of Eretz Yisrael, you used to walk through the water if you wanted to be in the water of Eretz Yisrael, or to kiss the rocks, or etc. All these people to show that even the physical parts of Eretz Yisrael were special for them, and therefore as they came to Eretz Yisrael, they would show some kind of a physical connection to the land of Eretz Yisrael.